January 6, 1985, 1:18 a.m., and this is Temporal Experiment Number 1.
Dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria!
But your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could, they stopped to think if they should.
Everybody, welcome to another episode of Be Nostalgic. I'm Beatrice Lopez, your host, and I'm here with my husband, my co-host, Andrew McGuire.
Hello.
Yay! So, continuing with the Home Alone saga, we just watched the third Home Alone.
Yes, my eye twitches.
My eye twitches involuntarily. The pressure. Watching Home Alone. This one was written by John Hughes.
Yeah.
With, I feel like he had intended for it to be with Macaulay Culkin originally. So he probably changed the script because Macaulay Culkin, I believe he quit acting at that point.
Yeah.
Because his parents, well, if you knew about that, that's a whole other story.
Right. It came out in 1997.
Yes. And in the height of the internet and tech phase or like craze of the country,
Yeah, we were kind of obsessed with technology. I think we still are, but in a different way.
Yeah, it's just it's not a major plot point in movies anymore. It's just, oh, that guy has like a super intelligent computer.
I think, yeah, it was like microchips were a big thing around that time.
Oh, yeah.
Because wasn't Small Soldiers around that time, too?
Maybe, but I'm also like thinking about the net and computer hackers or the movie Hackers. There were so many
different movies.
Yeah, so many different movies about hacking computers and all that. And then, like, Sandra Bullock and the net where the internet steals your identity and stuff and your grandma dies. All because of internet.
Yeah.
So, oh, and then Y2K was just around the corner.
Yep. I don't know. I'm wondering how early they started worrying about Y2K. Honestly. 99. Yeah.
98.
Yeah. I guess they had started worrying about it early on, than that. But for more information on that, I don't remember everything. Go ahead and listen to the Unpops Network, the 90s Suck podcast, their episode about Y2K.
Shout out.
Yeah. It's a good good network, good podcast over there. They do a lot of good stuff. I actually enjoyed this movie. You know what? Let me rephrase this. I enjoyed this movie for what it was.
Yes.
But I don't think it was meant for families in the same way that the first two were. The first two were family films. I think
they were like a family. Mom and dad will enjoy it. The kids will enjoy the slapstick. It was nostalgic. Obviously, it's nostalgic now, but at that time, it was probably just like, oh, this is a Christmas tradition.
Yeah. Whereas this one, I feel like they leaned more into it's a kids movie now.
Yeah. Every adult is like the worst. Especially the mom. I don't know why. And I usually don't get mad at the mom, but this mom was a big old Karen.
Was she?
I mean, her name was Karen.
Her name was Karen, but,
expound
on that.
Well, first of all, she's telling off her boss and telling them when she is allowed to work. I mean, your kid, it's understandable if they were babies, but they're like literally grown and spend the whole movie not even there. Who is she watching? Just Alex. And clearly he's fine because he fends off those burglars. And while being sick.
I don't remember the chicken pox much. I remember it being itchy.
Yeah, but then it's just nothing. Barely an inconvenience.
I was going to say, there's not much that happens with that. It's such a...
It's just an itch.
Yeah, just a reason for him to stay home.
Yeah. A reason for the movie to happen.
Yeah. Same with... just backing up a little bit, we were saying Macaulay Culkin. Macaulay Culkin, they would, if he had filmed this, would have been...
A teenager?
Like a young teen, yeah. Yeah. So I think that does kind of... It's weirdly aged up and aged down at the same time.
Yeah, because this guy is super young. Mm-hmm. Whereas I feel like Kevin McAllister was at least like 10.
Yeah.
But like an old 10.
Yeah. I mean,
if that's even possible.
Yeah, this kid has his few moments where he's like that, like wise beyond his years.
Yeah, and then he's just playing darts with the girl's butt on the TV, and then you remember, oh yeah, he's 8 years old.
Yeah,
it wasn't too long ago that he was watching Barney. I know, those were the days. So before this, they have more than two bad guys. They have four bad guys against one little boy, mm-hmm. 8-year-old boy, who's also sick.
Yeah.
And they just treat him so bad. I mean, the other Kevin was like, he had some tough moments. But this kid, he's sick, and he keeps dropping the seat on his thing. Everybody laughs about it. The parrot makes fun of him. His brother and sister don't care. His mom and dad, well, dad's just off wherever. And mom really could, she's just using him as an excuse to have time off. And so he's trying to work hard. He's shoveling. And then he gets sick, and that old lady across the street just like, blah, 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 shouldn't be scratching in front of a lady. I feel bad for him. Mm-hmm. I honestly feel bad for him. And then we get to the bad guys.
Who are very incompetent.
They're so incompetent. And at the time, I guess their whole thing, their MacGuffin, is a tech thing. It's just a microchip.
Which, if we're going to be honest, they didn't even steal it?
No.
They just got it from the guy who did steal it?
Yep.
Where's his story?
I know. Where's the story of that guy? But no.
Sneaking it out, like... Even Newman, I don't remember his name in Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, Dennis Nedry.
Yeah, Nedry. They at least show him like, oh, I'm going to have the secret compartment with the...
In the whipped cream can. But it's really shaving cream, but you can eat it. Yeah. I mean, just put it in a whipped cream can, dummy. So, unless he was eating shaving cream.
I think he was.
That's gross.
I think, well, not that we're talking about the movie. I think the joke was that he's so big, he'll eat anything.
Oh, those fat jokes.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But we don't see... So we don't even see this, like, super secret...
There is one scene where the guy is saying something in a super ominous, like, front man from Squid Game type of way.
Yeah.
And then that's it. I mean, I suppose if they went too far into that, it would have been, like, Spy Kids.
Yeah.
But they did not. Mm-hmm. I feel bad. That was a missed opportunity.
Yeah. I guess they didn't want, obviously it's Home Alone, not a heist movie.
But. It's not a heist movie, but they were kind of setting up for a heist movie.
Yeah. But to see how they got it out of the facility, how he snuck it down there to give to these four criminals to like trade it off.
And then they had the idea of sneaking it past airport security in like a little car.
Oh, yeah.
Really... I mean, this was pre-9/11.
Yeah.
They weren't even paying attention to, like, literally anything. These guys who were scanning you in or whatever, they were just paying attention to basically you.
Mm.
Not really. I mean, if there was a gun-shaped thing, yes, they would focus on that. But microchips?
Yeah.
They would not even known what that is.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. You going to a science fair or something? Cool. Carry on.
Yeah.
But they would notice that you're being really, really paranoid. Talking about the lady, the girl, looking really, really like fidgety and looking around. That would pop up. Red flag.
Then there was the fact that when they go through and the switch happens for the bag.
Yeah.
They legitimately like, all they needed to do to solve that would be to have the guy go first and make sure that the right bag gets picked up.
Exactly.
Because they don't even look in the bag until they after they walk away. They just
put the bag ahead of them. If it's something so important, you would have somebody go first, send the bag. That way, the person who went first would retrieve the bag.
Right? Because it's not like they're acting like they're not together.
I know, right? They are obviously together. They didn't even have to go through this whole, like, thing where they, oh, we're married, or this is our engagement, make small talk with the TSA people. They didn't even bother doing any of that. They just, like, hurriedly went through.
Yeah.
Of course, they shoved the bag ahead of them.
Yeah.
Like idiots.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the protagonist's neighbor also happened to be at that airport with the same bag.
Mm-hmm.
Only hers was filled with bread.
Yes.
Couldn't do that nowadays.
And then she gets onto the Chicago flight with her ticket. They decide that it's
at the last minute. Yeah. They decide to go to Chicago as well.
Yeah.
So they made this whole thing about the microchip, but sneaking onto another flight, that's super easy.
Yeah. They literally just like walk on and no one's like, hey, why are you here?
Exactly. That's... it's a loophole there.
Yeah.
Plot hole.
Yeah.
Big old plot hole.
And also, I guess the whole thing is that the main guy, Dupree, Bupree, something with a B. It's like, it sounds like Dupree, but it's with a B, so I guess it's Bupree, which is like kind of a weird name.
That's a weird name. Bupree. Bupree.
Yeah. He's so smart that he looks at the arrivals and departures, and he sees that a Chicago plane is leaving soon. Is boarding, and somehow that means that that's where the bag is, because apparently they've checked every single bag in the terminal into one of the busiest airports, because they're in California. So I assume they're in, like, it doesn't say they're in LAX, but or he's
airport. And he was the smartest of them.
Wait,
was he the smartest of them?
Yeah.
Oh, because here is a question that I just saw in moviemistakes.com.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to them. Question. When Bupree, and that is his name, such a weird name, although we have an oil company called Dupuy.
At least that's French. Well, I guess that Bupree is French too.
This just sounds like a kid was saying, like really trying to say Dupree.
Yeah.
And he was like, Dupuy? I'm sure you're an oil tycoon at the age of 5. Of course you can name the company. It's Dupuy now. I can sign my own name. It's an X. You dummy. Freaking Xavier. So, when Bupree thought there was a woman in the Alcott's house, right?
Mm-hmm.
He decides to go back in to kill her. But he knew she was in the shower.
Yeah.
She wouldn't have seen anything. Why put blood on this? This could have been just breaking entry, but now it's manslaughter, homicide, murder. Why? These people, you don't know the first step of like crime or anything. It's just go in and get out. It's not to be seen. But they
make it loud.
Yeah. And there's 4 people doing this? Could have easily been done by 2 people.
Mm-hmm.
First and second movie got that one right.
Yeah.
Especially with one who's got this deep nasally voice and just doesn't even want to be there. He sounds very Mulderish. Which makes sense because he was a maniac.
Yeah. We should just kill all the kids. Kill all the kids in the neighborhood.
This is a kids movie. Let's just whack all the kids in the neighborhood. It's like, oh, but that was funny. It was funnier because of the show we watch, Mulder's a Maniac.
Yeah, Fox Mulder's a Maniac, yep. Gainfully Unemployed. Check it out.
Oh my gosh, that guy's hilarious now. All the gags really happened in the last 10 minutes. And the first 75% really is just him doing that whole Peter and the Wolf thing where he calls the police come, and then they're mad. Clearly you're trying to get attention, blah, blah, blah.
I think it's Rear Window. I think, but it's like a retelling.
Oh yeah, that's true. It is kind of like that. It is kind of like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like a really in-depth analysis.
Because he keeps seeing it, and no one's believing him, and
yeah, it's true. And he sees these killers or like burglars that he calls them, and they're all like, "Oh, you're just making this up," and it's really mean. Said the janitor from Scrubs.
Yeah.
And the dad from Mean Girls. We should ground you. Is that what it is? And then she went to the dance anyway. And he's like, what is grounding? He didn't even know what it meant. Oh, it's such a silly day.
Yes.
But I actually felt really good watching this.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't bad. I think it's because it was written by John Hughes. You can feel some of the Home Alone.
Yeah, and like, there's Scarlett Johansson.
Yep.
This was her first major role.
That's exciting.
Her first line was, "He dropped the seat on his thingy again."
Again.
Again, because he did it before.
Yeah.
But that was her first role, and that was her first line in any movie ever.
Hmm. And she's cheating on her test.
Oh, yeah.
Writing the answers on the bottom of her shoe, which is not subtle in the slightest.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you're walking around, it's going to get smudged.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're planning on walking on the backs of your heels or on the sides. Yeah. And that's just going to look really suspicious.
And it's snowing.
Yeah. Oh, she was not thinking right. She is not one of the smarter ones. Oh, my gosh. I guess
that's why she has to cheat.
Yep, that's right. That makes sense. Of course. She dumb. That's why she has to cheat. Oh, man. So bad. So the dad is just...
We get a little more than the first two, but I guess in this one, it's still vague on what he is. He sells products.
Yeah, and he has to go away a lot.
And do, yeah, like business trips. And then the mom is in banking.
Yep.
She has to go to the bank.
But this time, you don't feel a sense of they're just forgetting the kid at home. Yeah. They know where he is.
Mm-hmm.
Child Protective Services doesn't have to be called, essentially. Yeah. But the thing that they do is the snowstorm.
Yeah.
That's the thing that prevents the parents from being able to get there.
Yeah.
While all of this stuff is happening. And then this leads me to tell you my MVP of the movie. It has nothing to do with the snow. I was just thinking about the parrot.
Yeah.
The Amazonian parrot.
Yeah.
MVP of the movie. Ooh, yeah.
Hmm.
He had the best lines. Oh, wait. He had the best lines. Double or nothing. And I don't think those were real. When talking about the cardboard cutout.
Yeah.
Something like that.
If those are real, I'm a McCoy or something.
Yeah, yeah. The other really good line was done by the lady burglar. I left my heart in San Francisco.
Yeah.
When she was talking to the elderly woman from next door.
Who, again, they snuck onto the Chicago flight. Real easy to go up to her and go, "Oh, miss, I believe we switched bags.
Yeah, you could have easily done that.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry.
She would have been so happy to get her bread back.
Because that was the first thing she said. "Oh, this doesn't look like a piece of bread, does it? I can't make a sandwich with this. Here's the car.
Here you go, little boy, because I wasn't going to pay you, and I'm mad that you're sick and scratching yourself."
Yeah. Oh, by the way, sorry, I'm going to back up for a second.
Yeah.
Bupri, like, wanting to elevate it to murder?
Yeah.
I guess on a morality scale, I guess it depends what you consider is worse, but the guy that we were just kind of making fun of, whack all the kids.
He was talking about murdering all the children, yeah.
No, that's not...
Oh, that's not it?
That's not it.
It's still bad. Don't do that.
Don't do that. But he was going to rape somebody.
Oh, yeah. That's not right. No.
Because one of the gags is that...
Trigger warning.
The cutout is in the, like, shower, and he thinks it's a woman, and he, like...
He was goes going in to and assault
like,
her.
Yeah, and like rips open the things like, and then the parrot's like, oh, haha, I got you or something.
Yeah, that was the thing that should be dead and buried from the 90s, where they just make fun of assault.
Yeah. I was like, huh.
Bye to
that scene. Because the other guy is just like doing it ostensibly.
He's going to murder. But he's really into this person.
Yeah. Like, well, the guy who's going to do the murder, in theory, is doing it to cover his tracks, to get rid of a witness.
Exactly.
The other guy is just making more trouble for everybody.
Yeah. That guy's just sick.
I'm so happy he gets hit by a car.
Oh, I'm so glad. And was he also frozen in the pool?
He was, with the other guy.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Who is,
haircutted?
Haircutted. Takes a lawnmower to the face and only gets his haircut.
Yeah, just like a really messed up haircut. Because that always happens when a lawnmower hits you from above. Like a floor up. Bang! Right on your head. That's what happens.
Yeah. And the other partner, so there's four of them, Bupri, who, for the record, well, you said Gerard Depardieu.
Yeah, he kind of reminds me of a Gerard Depardieu.
He reminds me of John Cusack.
Oh.
Then we have Discount David Duchovny.
Yeah.
And then we have Lenny Von Dolan, who really feels like Jason Isaacs.
Yeah.
But they couldn't get him. Or is it John Isaacs?
Draco Malfoy's dad,
yeah, Harry Potter. Lucius Malfoy.
Yeah, Lucius Malfoy. He was also in Brotherhood in Rhode Island. He spends a lot of time in Rhode Island.
And then the woman who, well, is her own person. I don't really have
a... She looks like a Joan Cusack type.
Rhea Kilstedt.
German?
She was born in Pennsylvania, but that's definitely a German name.
Yeah.
But
somebody asked this question in the moviemistakes.com. Why do, and all of the Home Alone kids, there's one thing that's a common thing. Everybody's rich. Everybody comes, obviously, if they're going to burglarize a house, it's going to be a rich house. But this time, it didn't really have to be a rich house.
It didn't have to be.
I mean, they were just looking for the microchip. So I don't know why.
They needed room to film.
Probably, yeah.
That's and it. Also, like, if it was, like, a poor, like, one-bedroom apartment, like, struggling single mom kind of situation, you'd have, like, two traps at the door. That was it. They need room for the traps.
Yeah, that's true. That makes sense.
And they're expanding their house, even though it seems like they have plenty of room.
They have so much room. They only have three kids. Two of them are probably going to be out of the house within 4 years.
Yeah. And they're literally adding, like, an extra, like, three-floor wing.
Yeah, that's...
This is a house with a dumbwaiter in it?
Yeah, that was the question. Why does Alex's house have an elevator dumbwaiter? I've never heard of a house having any type of elevator or dumbwaiter. I mean, it could be easily explained by this is an old house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Many older, larger homes were originally built by wealthy owners, and it is not uncommon for these homes to have an elevator or dumbwaiter for the help's use. Yeah, you just told me earlier, told all of us actually, that they could have just exchanged the bags. Yeah. I mean, literally, the woman obviously doesn't care for children, but I think she responds well to other adults when they calmly and rationally say, oh, this is your bread, right? Because that car that's obviously not bread is not yours.
Mm-hmm.
We accidentally switched bags. Can I please have my... car bag back
because it's for my nephew.
Yeah, you could have made up something like that. Could have said, oh, it's for this orphanage that I volunteer at, and the little boy has lupus, and I got him that car because that was his last dying wish. See, I made that up right like that, and they couldn't even figure that out. They have to go track her down, talk to people about who she is. Get witness accounts, track down her house, then do this whole stalkish thing, get in there and destroy everything and get her. You could have just asked.
Yeah.
Why don't people just ask?
For $10 million.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a lot of money. I don't know if it's this much effort worth the money.
I mean, it's a lot of money. And also that guy, he looked like he would kill those guys if he they didn't do what they were supposed to do.
We will have to notify all parties, he said, which he said in an ominous way.
Yeah, like the Yakuza. Hmm. He could have. Or Kingpin. Maybe Kingpin is in this universe.
Maybe.
You don't know.
That means that they're in the MCU.
Yeah. And there's a lot of mobsters in Chicago. This could have been Goodfellas kind of universe, too. You don't know.
Don't. That is true.
That's true. Martin Scorsese, now you're involved in the MCU, too. Ha ha ha. You just trashed on your own films.
So I do have to say, I think there is something to be said about Alex, though, in this one, having more luck than Kevin. I think Kevin, generally speaking, always planned most of his traps. The only one that he kind of gets lucky is that Marv grabs him and he puts the spider on him that happens to be right there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But this one, the guy is like literally about to catch him and the lady like runs into him and stops him.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think there's a few moments like that where he just gets lucky.
Yeah, he gets really lucky. Like the parrot, I don't think he planned for the parrot to do that.
No.
The parrot did it on its own. That's why it's the MVP.
See, that's interesting because I have the opposite opinion of the
parrot. What? What?
I find the parrot is too intelligent. It's what takes this movie from being like a family sort of movie into straight a kids movie. That the animal sidekick is just... And same with Doris, the mouse, seems to be too intelligent.
I mean, that's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. That parrot remembered that guy ate their biscuits.
Yeah.
And is exacting revenge.
Mm-hmm.
The intelligence, the sentience.
Yeah, no, I get why you would... I feel like it takes... away from the movie instead of adds to it.
Oh, I think it adds to it for me. I love that. Also, it ties up the loose ends of not catching that guy.
That's true.
And why let the kid have all of the credit? He just stumbled upon this. It's not like he actually was doing this investigation for months like those guys.
Yeah,
the FBI. Police. Yeah, the FBI. They just happened to land in his lap, literally. Literally.
One of the things I would have liked to see is that if the officers, I know they kind of do because they have to like follow, see the FBI guy like congratulate him.
Yeah.
But if there was something a little more like in your face, like when that senator has to give the medal
to
Tony Stark.
Yeah, and he sticks the pin in him.
Yeah. If like they made him an honorary officer and the like. Captain had to do it.
Yeah, I know. Little brat. See what all your lies amount to? You're freaking gonna probably be taking my job. And that's how he became commissioner. No, I'm just kidding. He didn't become a commissioner. He's probably working for his parents. I assume that he got a job with his dad.
Do you? I assume. I assume he's... in some sort of building, because he...
Securities?
Again, he's just too intelligent for his age, where he's able to, like, make all these machines, and not just the traps themselves, but he, like, makes actual, like, electric machines.
Yeah, I suppose so. He could work for MIT or something, or Electric Boat, or something like that.
Yeah. I also like, though, that he has a, like zero sense of stealth. Like he's like, oh, I'm gonna make a secret camera with this very large remote control car and this handheld video camera, which, you know,
is giant.
Which is giant. And duct taped onto it.
That's the fault of the generation. I mean, he had to do with what they had at that time.
I know. It's just funny because like the other, like the people are using like cameras in their gloves and everything.
Oh, I know. If he had like, if this was in today, they would have a little mini drone. He would have had a little mini drone. Literally.
Yeah.
Easy like that. Super easy.
We might see that in the final one. I don't know yet.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You haven't seen it. And it's really, truly horrifying.
Yeah. We have, what, three more after this?
So bad. But I can't get into it yet.
Yeah.
I just have the joy of knowing I don't have to watch it until like 3 weeks from now. And I do this for free. My eye is twitching again just thinking about it. It's like Andrew's pulling his nails out thinking about it. Ugh, the torture.
It's like Louisa.
Yes. Wait. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the pressure. Mm-hmm.
Yes. The eye twitch.
Yep.
I heard her eye twitching.
She hears everything. I mean, Dolores. Anyway, she would have heard the whole plan. If she was in this movie, right in the airport, she would have heard the whole plan. I shouldn't even have to be in the airport. She would have been in her house. She would have heard the whole plan and called the FBI. Yeah, I heard these guys were talking about hiding a microchip in a car. And they'd be like, oh, snap, where was it? I think I heard planes, so it's probably at an airport. Oh, cool, let's go. Bam, the whole movie over. So sad. Too bad they didn't have, like, surveillance. Or spies.
You would think, speaking of surveillance, you would think that the FBI would, like, talk to the, like, airport and get pulled, like, tape and be like, oh, here they are going through.
Yeah, like, they have their photos, right? They have their picture. Why isn't the whole place littered with wanted signs with their picture on it? They should have been looking for those people.
Yeah.
There you go. Federal dollars at work. And those guys pay a lot of taxes. For the neighborhood they live in, I bet you they pay like $20,000 in taxes.
Probably, something like that.
$30,000.
Oh, what are they on? What's the intersection? Washington and... Let's see.
Privet? Is it Privet?
No, I think you might be thinking of Pruitt, which is Pruitt? The main actor's name.
Oh, fudge.
Home Alone 3 address. 326 Normandy Place, Evanston.
Oh, yeah, that's a suburb.
Oh, that's...
I mean, that's the same... Oh, wait. Wait, Evanston? Yeah, that's a suburb. That's where the family on Cheaper by the Dozen used to live. And they kind of treated that as like podunk town, so it wasn't that affluent. It's not as affluent as living in Chicago. This is more like high middle class, which really rich. It's rich.
Yeah.
But they I guess they want to have that, oh, we're roughing it out in the fields or whatever. No, you're not. You're rich. They just didn't want to pay the Chicago prices because they're also stingy.
Yeah.
And they don't like the schools there. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling they don't like the schools or the environment. I guess because Andrew made this point of saying that they wanted to instill a work ethic, and that's why poor little Alex, an 8-year-old, is shoveling snow, which...
With his chicken box.
Yeah. And you wouldn't even do that... For that should have been his brother's thing. I mean, that's hard work. Yeah. It's in Illinois. They're in Illinois. They get a lot of snow.
So, counterpoint.
What? Yeah.
So you said that they originally wanted this for Macaulay Culkin, which makes sense.
Macaulay Culkin, yeah.
And then he probably reworked the script, which he did.
Yep.
Do you think that this was like supposed to be the end of a trilogy and... It was going to be like an arc for Kevin to be helped by the old man, and then he's helping the old man?
That would have been nice.
Like shoveling, because the old man is now like really old.
Or past.
Like, yeah.
And he's doing the salting of the sidewalks.
Yeah.
It's not something that hasn't flown by my mind. But now that I think about it, I would have thought of that had I thought of it.
Yeah.
So. And that is sweet. If we could just think or imagine that movie...
Yeah, well, that's what I mean, though. I feel like this, because it is written by John Hughes, I think it does have a lot of the feeling of the original Home Alones, but it's just obviously not them.
Exactly, not the exact location or any of the original actors, but it does have the child making traps.
Yes, which is the main point.
And annoying siblings who hate said child.
Mm-hmm.
and some kind of way for them to forget about him.
With their creepy twin tongue.
I know.
You've soiled the name of the family.
What is their name, by the way? Pruitt?
What is their name?
Alex. Why don't I'm stuck on Pruitt.
I feel like that's the actor's name.
Home Alone family name. Home Alone 3 family name. It just shows me the movie on Apple TV.
Oh, it is Alex Pruitt.
See, I knew it.
The where I was getting stuck is that the actor's name is Alex Linz.
Yeah.
So I just Alex and then I
was thinking of Pruitt. No, it's Pruitt. Mm-hmm. He sullied the name of Pruitt. Mm-hmm. Okay. Pruitt's not that great of a name. I'm sorry if your last name is Pruitt. And just do it. I don't know. Pruitt, do it. You blew it. Oh, that would have been such a catchphrase. You blew it, Pruitt. See? Oh, that would have been so cool. You don't even know. Anyway, in conclusion.
Yes.
My final thoughts on this movie overall after watching it probably like 4 or 5 times total my whole life. I appreciate it for its hilarity because I'm laughing at them more than I did originally. Mm-hmm. How about you?
Well, we watched it twice. I fell asleep immediately the first time.
Right. So that literally doesn't count.
I fell asleep for like a half hour. I feel like this movie's too long.
It is really long. But the whole midsection should be cut down.
But I do think that it is... I do think that it is good for what it is, but I think it is much more a kids' movie than the previous ones.
Yes, it's definitely a children's movie. One of those things that when you're really busy doing something and the kids keep bothering you, just, okay, kids, here's a movie. Just watch that while mommy's doing something else. And they will laugh and play and just leave you alone for like... maybe that's why it's so long. Yeah. So it gives mommy some drinking time. Mommy's not drinking. She's having fun.
It's mommy's juice.
Yeah, it's my medicine. Wow, that was good times.
Good times.
So obviously the next week or 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
With the sun going low so early, I can't even tell what day it is.
Yeah.
Wednesday.
So, yeah, it's Wednesday. So, we skipped, as far as releasing goes, we skipped a week because of Christmas.
Obviously, holiday.
So, we'll be releasing this next week. So, the following week.
Yep.
Will be Home Alone 4.
Yeah, and Home Alone 4 will be debuting in the new year, 2022.
So, will this.
Oh, this one is also in 2022?
Yeah.
What? It's already 2022. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Because of the magic of audio releasing, this is 2022 now.
So, do you have any predictions? Do you have any predictions? The ball's going to drop.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I predict the ball will drop in Times Square.
I predict that 2022 will feel...
The same?
The same.
Yeah.
That I hope that... Someone was saying this earlier, that 2020 just lingered. It, like, never went anywhere. It felt like 10 years.
Oh, and yeah, then, because of the lockdown.
Yeah, and everything else that happened.
Yep.
And 2021, on the other hand, like...
Was, like, in an instant.
Yeah, like, I was thinking, you know, earlier about how, like, March seemed so short ago, and yet...
Yeah, but, that's math.
But, now,
it's like a blip.
Yeah, 2022. So hopefully 2022, I don't know.
You know, we have time to enjoy it.
Yeah.
So just sit back, relax, watch Home Alone 3, and maybe drink some of your favorite beverage.
Yeah.
And just enjoy it.
All right.
Bye! Bye!
I don't see ya. Good afternoon, good evening.